Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called for continued American boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State. Carter added that U.S. allies will need to contribute more to the fight.
We have a very specific plan, and if you think about it in World War II newsreel terms, you know, and arrows on maps, you should be thinking of an arrow going to Mosul, capturing Mosul, and an arrow going to Raqqa in Syria and capturing Raqqa, the so-called capital.
Islamic State has established Raqqa as the center of its caliphate. Two former Burundian presidents have appealed to the UN Security Council to press the current government to accept an African Union-led peacekeeping force. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir is traveling with the council delegation in Burundi, which is meeting with all parties in that country's political turmoil.
The opposition is telling you that things are very bad here, and the government is telling you that there's not a problem. So I think a lot of what they heard, they've heard before, but they're here on the ground and they're feeling out people on a number of subjects, including on getting the country to move towards dialogue. I think that's really one of the big messages that the Security Council is here to deliver, that they want to press the parties to have a full and a real peace, to respect the Arusha Accords that ended this country's previous conflict. And they are really meeting all levels of society to try and convey that message and to hear from them.
Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza remained firm on Friday in his rejection of the AU-proposed peacekeeping force. Election-related violence in Burundi has killed at least 439 people since April and caused 220,000 to flee. This is VOA News. With the Chinese president in Iran for a state visit, the U.S. says it hopes Beijing continues to work with Washington to ensure Iran does not reconstitute its nuclear capabilities. Xi Jinping is the first state leader to visit Iran since Tehran implemented steps to roll back its nuclear program. Two nations have maintained close economic and military ties despite sanctions that have been imposed by the U.S. and Western nations. United States and China are co-chairing a working group to oversee the new design of Iran's heavy water reactor so that it will not produce weapons-grade plutonium. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden wraps up his two-day visit to Turkey today, meeting with the country's top leaders. Meeting comes a day after Mr. Biden rebuked Turkey's crackdown on freedom of expression while addressing a group of civil society representatives in Istanbul. He said the Turkish government is not setting the right example.
When the media are intimidated or imprisoned for critical reporting, when internet freedom is curtailed, and social media sites like YouTube or Twitter are shut down, when more than 1,000 academics are accused of treason simply by signing a petition, that's not the kind of example that needs to be set in the region.
Vice President Biden's visit comes as Ankara demands Washington rein in recent gains by the Syrian Kurdish militia, the PYG, against Islamic State militants. Turkey accuses the Syrian Kurdish militia of being linked to the PKK rebels, which Turkish forces are fighting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called on the world's nations Friday to redouble their efforts to solve the crisis posed by unprecedented numbers of war refugees, help victims of other global crises, and combat the rising threat of terrorism at a fundamental level.
Now, the private sector, civil society, religious organizations will also be called on to help integrate refugees into host communities socially, academically, and through access to employment.
Addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Secretary Kerry announced President Obama will host a summit at the United Nations in New York later this year in response to the global refugee crisis. U.S. stock markets surged Friday, closing with the first weekly gains of the new year after oil prices shot up $32 a barrel for oil on Friday, far above this past week's low of $27 a barrel. Get more on the economy and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.